Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Throw them up, Lee. Throw your hook. Okay, Sam. Okay, Praying Mantis. Okay. Oh, okay.
Oh, it is Sam. Two Pros and all a Cup right. of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever the hell you are, making us a part of your Monday morning. We appreciate you doing so. We're going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, and we do it all live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installs. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, so Mike White looked pretty good yesterday, albeit against a banged up Bears defense and a secondary that's been ravaged with injuries over the past couple of weeks. Eddie Jackson went out yesterday's game as well too. And
it's still been a top 10 defense though.
Yeah, and but
I mean, at least pass defense.
And Brisker was out. They were just dealing with some stuff there. And look, I mean, they traded away, you know, their two best defensive players, and kind of just is what it is. And Mike White looked pretty good yesterday. So here's my question. Now what? Because Zach Wilson's sitting over there.
Now what?
In street clothes, just kind of hanging out, watching all this. And it sure looked like they were pretty excited to have Mike White out there. I don't know.
The players, right?
Yes.
The players were super pumped up, too.
Everybody seemed really happy about it. So now what do you do? Like what's the plan with Zach Wilson and with Mike White in this quarterback situation the rest
Salah
of the year?
Coach Salah said there wasn't the nail in the coffin for Zach Wilson. But he didn't say he wasn't in a coffin. He said it wasn't the nail in his coffin.
Go ahead, Q.
You can jump on it from there. I just figured I'd set the table real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, so is he in the coffin? They just haven't put the nail to close it? Is that what you meant?
I mean, I'm just saying. He said it's not the nail in his coffin.
Dead man walking.
There you go. I'm just saying.
I thought the offense had such a different feel to it. And going into it, you know, Eddie Jackson got injured during the game. And, yes, they dealt with some injuries, but this is still a good pass defense. I mean, they have been all year. Maybe you can make the case that it's because they're so bad against the run. That's why no one throws against them, because they can't stop anyone. But it doesn't matter. I mean, think about this. I mean, Mike White's had, what, basically a week to prepare? I mean, that was essentially what he was given in order to prepare for this game. And he looked night and day better. And you saw what this roster now is capable of with Elijah Moore now being part of the passing attack, with Garrett Wilson passing downfield, you know, not the kind of dinking and dunking and kind of playing around Zach Wilson, who just hasn't grown to the maturity level of being able to play at the NFL level, you know, where you have to work past your first read. You have to understand what the defense is trying to take away from you and what they're trying to accomplish. So it just had a different feel for it. I mean, Mike White, obviously, from his time way back when he was in college, was a prolific passer, played at Western Kentucky. They air things out, so there's no questions about whether or not he could sling it. And since he's gotten to the NFL, he's displayed that from time to time. But it's going to be a matter for him, I think, of consistency. Is can he follow this up now with the rest of their schedule? Because, you know, he looked great, and it's one game. I don't want to make too much of one game. But it did have such a different feel to the way they moved the ball, from the way he passed from the pocket, from the way he threw while stepping up and moving within the pocket. Like, I'll be blunt. He looked like an NFL quarterback. Like that was the difference. Is this didn't look like a guy who was confused, scrambling around, trying to make a play because he can't, you know, see or he doesn't understand where he's trying to go with the football. Mike White was decisive. He was accurate, and he's going to give the Jets a shot at being a playoff team because of that style of play, if he can maintain it. And that's the biggest question.
Q, were you an analyst when you played the game? Like, were you in the locker room like, oh, this guy's a good guy, this guy can play, these are the strengths he had? Like, you ever found yourself like doing analytical work like while as a player?
Dude, I had notes on everyone.
Right.
I took notes. I had notes that I used from college on guys in the NFL.
Exactly. So even on your own team, correct?
Everyone.
Right.
Like, bro, it could be anyone and every guys I worked out with training for the combine. I talk about their hips, how they get in and out of cuts, their change of direction, their ball skills, because I'm watching them practice and all of that.
Yeah, the ball skills. Hey, so here's the point I'm making, right? Players are sometimes revered and respected for what they know by the coaching staff, and sometimes they're not. Now, you can look at the situation turning out the way that it's starting to kind of unfold in Denver and be like, dang, you just had a defender come off of the field and go nose to nose with the starting quarterback, and who knows what he said to Russ in that moment, but we know it wasn't good. Right? Mm-hmm. Or you could listen to guys that are in your locker room. We don't know what Mike White, you know, was doing in practices. As you mentioned, it's like he had a week to get ready. But you know what? Who saw him throwing the ball? You know who probably was analyzing and saying, man, you know we're a better team? Because I thought it was a little curious. Why are you not going with Flacco? You went with Mike White. Here's what I'm thinking. You not only benched, because we had the conversation, they probably benched Zach Wilson because you do not want to lose your locker room. You don't want to be in a situation where you have a team that's on the cusp of being a pretty good team that's still in contention. You don't want to lose that. Well, now I'm listening. What am I hearing? Well, Zach Wilson, I'm sure we can come to the conclusions of what guys felt about him after some of the things that he said or some of the things that you've seen and experienced watching him play. And then all of a sudden, Mike White becomes the starting quarterback, and you see visuals of the players hugging on him and laughing with him and smiling with him. I would suspect that somebody who Salah really respects in that locker room, or multiple guys, like, this is a guy that needs to be playing for us right now. And that probably was a conversation that ensued either between the head coach, the OC, the position coach, whatever it may have been. But Mike White was the guy, in my opinion, that this team said needed to be in for us to have an opportunity. And if that's the case, you ask what's next. I don't know how you can put Zach Wilson. How do you put him back in if Mike White is playing well or to a level where this team is much more competitive than what they were when Zach Wilson was starting?
The schedule down the stretch is a little bit dicey. He's got Minnesota and Buffalo on the road. Last time he played Buffalo was last year. He threw four interceptions, Mike White did. So you would look at that and go, well, you know, maybe he'll come back down to earth at playing some better teams. But it just, the fact that Zach Wilson was inactive, they just said, all right, not only are you not going to play, you're not going to start, you're not even playing, we're just going to kind of have you there and you're just going to be watching. It just feels like the whole thing is headed down a direction where I don't know how it comes back to Zach Wilson and him being the starting quarterback there.
Take him out of his
uniform. If he's not active, he can't come in and be the hero. I mean, it's going to take Mike White playing poorly for them to have to maybe turn back to him. But, I mean, Zach Wilson played pretty poorly for a pretty significant period of time to get you to this point. And LeVar, to your point, you know what it is? It's 100% watching probably Mike White on scout team.
Yeah.
It's 100% the defense watched this dude.
He's dicing us up.
And after Zach Wilson said what he said after the game, you're right. Defensive leaders probably came up to Robert Saleh, who's a defensive-minded coach. I am sure he's in those meetings more so, though, than he's in the offensive meetings. And I'm sure they're like, dude, are you watching the same film we are? Are you watching this, coach? Like, this is the dude we're seeing on Sundays, but this is the dude we see all week. This guy can help us win. Like, we're tired of going out there and selling out and not having a guy who's got our backs, who believes in us. Like, put this dude in. Give him a shot. And you know,
he dapped him up. Say, I'm handling it.
But I also think the other side of it is this can also be an opportunity for Zach Wilson to earn back some equity and some trust with the defense by how he prepares them as a part of a scout team quarterback.
Do the same thing that Mike White did.
He could do the same thing. He could start dicing them up, and if Mike White starts to struggle, then they say, okay, it's time. He's ready. Like, put him back in there. Because don't be mistaken, like, neither of the quarterbacks are going to carry this team. This Jets team is led by their defense. They're led by their ability to run the football. The stats and everything was great, but over the long haul of the rest of the season, it's still going to be those two things that have carried this team the entire season thus far. That and the fact they've played backup quarterbacks in 5 of their 11 games. I mean, if you look at their 7 wins, one's versus Rodgers, one's versus Josh Allen, which I think we now know the Packers aren't a very good football team. The win against the Bills is great. Your other 5 wins, look who is starting.
Mm. I mean, if you're a starting quarterback the rest of the schedule and you're playing the Jets, aren't you looking around like, all right, everybody get away from me. All right, don't walk underneath any ladders. Nobody,
bro, Trevor Siemian hurt his oblique in warm-ups. Like, they were that close to having Nathan Peterman, a third-string quarterback who's been on the practice squad, elevated to be potentially their starting quarterback. Like, that is the peak of the New York Jets season thus far, is almost half their games have been against backup quarterbacks, and they nearly faced a third string again, mind you, because the backup got hurt in warmups. Because I'll go back to the Miami Dolphins game, remember? That was one in which, you know, you saw earlier this season, they got a nice win, but, you know, you had, who was it, Teddy Bridgewater, right?
Yeah.
Got knocked out, and then it ended up being Skylar Thompson, who's a rookie, early in that game.
Teddy Bridgewater got knocked out like 4 seconds into the game.
Yes, he did. Good night.
And also, on the Nathan Peterman, Trevor Siemian thing, so the reports come out, he hurt his oblique, it looks like we're going to get Nathan Peterman, and then all of a sudden, miraculously, Trevor Siemian was ready to go. Now, what happened in the locker room after he went in and all of a sudden came out and was ready to go after it was looking like he was not ready to play the game? Like, what would have happened there in that locker
that
room?
That magic juice.
What is that?
That juice from the gods came down from the heavens.
What is no juice.
Beautiful nectar.
What's that
man,
called?
And that joint, that tortall land down on you. Boy, about 2 minutes in.
I was going to say, did they lay hands or is that just? Yeah.
Phew, man, let me tell you, I don't know if it's laying hands or laying syringe. I don't know. But I just know this. Once that Tortall touches the system, whoo. You feel like Zeus. You feel like him. You feel like you're one of the immortals.
Get loose.
He still didn't look healthy. Yeah.
Get up. Get loose. Yeah. The funk.
You stupid. You're so stupid for that.
He looked like, and there was one point where he dove to try and get a first down, and he got up and was like, that was a bad idea.
Look, give him credit for toughing through it, but that's a bad, like, I think he realized in that moment, if I hurt myself in warmups as a backup, like, this is it. Like, my career is over. I will literally be cut next week. Like, there's no point of me being on the roster if I can't make it through warmups to at least play and start one game. Like, that had to have hit Trevor Siemian's mind at some point where he's like, yeah, this actually could be, career suicide if I don't play this game.
Yeah, that's
easy. That's an easy one.
So, hold on. Imagine, LeVar, by the way, you're a defense. You're like, wait, why has Peterman going in? Like, right. Imagine being in that locker room as a defender, right? Given all the things that have transpired this year, like you traded away your best defensive players, you already got guys who are missing the game, and then you find out your quarterback hurt his oblique in warmups.
Hey, bruh, I've had that happen to me where I injured something in warmups and was like, yeah, we'll talk about this after the game. Like, you all right, Var? Like, yeah. Hey, Dot, let me get that Tortall a little earlier. Hey, I'm telling you, like, it is career suicide.
How long does that last, the Tortall? Is it 4 hours?
I mean, 4 hours. Yeah, you'll be good. You'll be good. But once you ain't good, you ain't good.
So God forbid the game goes into overtime.
Yeah. You'll still be all right. You'll be starting to come down.
Yeah. But NFL games are quick. They're 3 hour games.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
New overtime rules, but I'll tell you what, man. It does not feel good when that stuff wears off.
It's that next morning. It's that next morning when you get up. It's like just getting up. Like, what do you mean just getting up? Like, literally, like, all right, I woke up. I got to go to the restroom. Like, that moment right there is when you realize that the nectars from the gods, they ain't there no more. Like, you ain't got that 24-hour dip. That thing has an expiration time on it, and it was now.
Oh, man.
So I had to sit back down for 2 more seconds and think about, do I get up, and what happens next?
Well, I mean, when you did get up, I'd like to point this out.
It was disrespectful.
Yeah, it was disrespectful.
Yeah, it was.
Because
to my joints.
Fellas, it is time. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate. It's the best a man can get.
You don't need no Tortall for that.
No, you don't.
Nah, no disrespect there. You good. Yeah. No pain.
Get it all clean.
Yeah, man.
Get everything cleaned up down there. All right. So coming up. It could be the end for one quarterback in the NFL, but should it be? We'll have that discussion for you. That's next here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Poppy.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Sam.
Yeah, I'm waiting for
take
this.
Us to church, Sam. Take us to church, Sam.
All right. Yeah.
You guys wanted some Christmas music? You got it.
All right.
You said you guys. You've been getting harassed by Jonas the whole time.
What are
you
talking about? And now Brady via text message.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, we usually start playing Christmas music at this time.
Yeah. So. Thanks, Vito.
See, Brady got the email. I mean,
yeah, the email that never happened.
Everybody was on the email. I don't understand. I don't know what the problem is.
I'll just be a self-starter here and just get it going. But we're going to do Christmas my way, all right? Little Whitney Houston.
There you
go.
Little
Whitney, yeah.
By the way.
I mean, we're in church right now. Go, take them to church, Sam. Take them to church. Yeah.
I printed out a list of Christmas songs and took it into Sam.
This ain't on the list.
And I took it into Sam, and he crumpled it up and threw it. He was so irritated. Come on, Sam. It's a holiday season. Be in a better mood, for God's sakes.
There you go.
This song stinks, by the way.
You stop it.
It's two pros and a cup of Joe here at Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. By the way, welcome back to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on a Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. We've got the FSR IR coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now here.
By the way, this song stinks.
It's a brutal song.
You're funny. Oh, you're so funny.
Okay, so how about Jacoby Brissett? You know, one last chance, one last opportunity to start for the Cleveland Browns before you know who comes back next week. And he goes out and gets it done against Tom Brady, his former teammate, New England, and the Browns do it in overtime. How about the Brownies? I mean, you had a skunk in the stands. The field.
Hold on. Stop. Can we discuss this? There was a skunk, a live skunk, not like someone dressed up like one, not a pet furry one or something like that. That's like a stuffed animal type toy for a kid. There was a live skunk in the stadium in Cleveland. I have never heard of anything like that before in my life. And people were like in close proximity of it. I mean, I was thinking to myself, man, that thing's going to spray you. Like, can you imagine being a skunk in an NFL stadium on game day? I mean, you'd be all out of sorts, like looking around thinking, what the hell is going on over here?
By the way,
I don't know where I am.
Can we check that? Because Ali, you know, basically, he's like a human skunk at this point with what he did earlier in the show behind the scenes. But what is the radius on a skunk spray to where? Because you got to throw out your clothes. You got to throw everything out, correct?
You got to bathe in tomato juice.
What?
Is that actually true?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
Have you had to do it before?
I've never had to do it, but I know a couple people that had to do it.
Okay. I
have some hunting friends, and that was high school.
I'd rather be sprayed by a skunk than swim in V8.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Well, that's
no,
disgusting.
You would not,
you'd
bro.
You'd have to do that. Like, you never have to swim in V8 unless you got sprayed by a skunk.
I've had to do it to my dog.
Did it work?
Yeah, totally worked.
I'm just telling you, bro.
And a skunk can spray 15 feet, apparently.
Whoa. And there are people like,
yeah, man, that's
6 seats down.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
an
but
entire
that's just,
section.
But hold on, though. That's they can spray 15 feet. I can guarantee you that smell carries way further beyond than the 15 feet of the smell spray. So I'm just telling you, bro. You that's not what you want. Like, you would not rather get sprayed than jump into a bath of a V8. That's no. No.
God, I feel
no
bad.
Way.
Now I have smelled somebody who had just gotten hit by a skunk before. I've never been sprayed by a skunk, but I've smelled a person who had just gotten hit by a skunk. And that
how was that?
No, no, no.
So your clothes are gone,
bro.
They stink.
You know, somebody yesterday probably brought out their, you know, signed Josh Cribbs jersey. They're sitting there having a great time watching a game.
And
Tom Brady's final time in Cleveland.
It's done,
and it's over.
Imagine if it was a Tom Brady jersey that got hit.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody could get it. You know that, right? I mean, that skunk ain't playing no favorites. Like, oh, that's a Tom Brady jersey.
Definitely not racist.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. No discrimination.
Lee, can I ask you this? So did your dog just smell like tomato juice at that point? Like, the more I think about it, I'm like, that would also still smell pretty bad.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, they did have a smell for another day or two. And it looks like you're murdering your dog inside the bathtub because it's just red tomato sauce everywhere.
Yeah, PETA's going to be all of a sudden to take a couple wrong photos.
Well, is it tomato juice or sauce?
Yeah,
sauce.
Tomato
sauce.
Juice. I use tomato.
No,
it's supposed to be tomato juice. I don't know about tomato sauce.
Lee,
I ain't never heard about tomato sauce.
Lee, you put ragu on your dog?
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know about that.
Mean, Lee's got SpaghettiOs.
I ain't never heard of tomato sauce.
Lee's got SpaghettiOs in his dog's eyes. What's wrong with you, Lee? That's not the
way
you do
it. I gotta look this up.
Which is it? Now I'm curious.
Bad dog.
I guess it's supposed to be tomato juice.
Yeah, it's tomato juice. I ain't never heard.
You're using Chef Boyardee.
I ain't never heard of no tomato juice sauce.
Oh,
God dang, Lee.
Can you imagine Lee eating some raviolis while he's feeding his dog in tomato sauce?
It's like they run short. He's got leftover Buca di Beppo. That'll work.
Yeah. It was like
Come
the
on,
canned
Lee.
Tomato sauce.
No wonder he still
smells
for 2 days.
He's got San Marzano tomatoes he's rubbing all over his dog. It's expensive.
God, Lee.
What's wrong with you, Lee?
Either way, it covered up the smell.
But it stuck around for 2 days.
He's about to make dog parmesan.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
Jeez, Lee.
Delicacy of some kind.
So,
I'm sure.
Oh, man.
I'm sure.
But That's it for Jacoby Brissett.
Oh,
I mean, what, hey, listen, you know what? They're going to look at the record overall and say, well, he only won four games. They would have won a couple more if not for whatever the hell you call that late game disaster against the Jets earlier this season. There were some other games early on that they probably should have won. Jacoby Brissett is not why this team has a losing record as Deshaun Watson returns.
Well. Yeah. He's done his part. And by the way, like sometimes I'll geek out and see these like different stats. I think I saw a number like Tom Brady had won his last like 218 games or something like that. If that's even a thing. I mean, I assume how many wins does he even have?
Oh, geez. I'm efforting. Let me go ahead and I've got everything in front of me here. Just go
because I'm looking at the stat. I'm like, that can't be right. But the stat was something like however many wins like he's had being up seven going in the final 2 minutes. It was like some ridiculous number.
248 career wins for Tom Brady. Jesus.
Good God. Well, anyway.
He's only got 79 losses in his career?
Yeah.
Good. What?
It's pretty absurd.
Wait, hold on. No, that can't be right. He's only got 79 losses in his career? Oh, my God.
It's funny that that's the most impressive stat, just how few losses he has.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Okay.
Like, of all the things he's accomplished, the Super Bowls, everything, you're like, wait a second. He's only lost 79 games in his career?
That's unbelievable. But yesterday was one of them. So
there you go.
So there's that. Now, what do you – so
Jacoby could say he finished off with that.
Do you think – guys in the locker room are thinking, all right, let's get Deshaun back. Let's roll this out. Or are some of them a little bit sympathetic for Jacoby Brissett going, man, he came in, played his ass off, put together good performances. Yeah, we don't have a winning record, but now he's got to take a backseat to a guy who's got everything else going on behind the scenes.
Sorry, man. It's time to throw in the towel.
That's just it? Oh, jeez. How could you? How could you?
Literally and figuratively, yeah. Right?
How could you?
There you go. That kind of was an easy one.
So. How do you think he's going to do, Deshaun Watson?
I was thinking. I was like, Jacoby Brissett might not be done. I mean, Watson's coming off after not having played since, the preseason a little bit. I know he's been practicing, but there's no doubt he could get banged up and he could end up getting knocked out of a game. Especially his capability of running or extending plays, that's very possible. Soft tissue injury, you could count the different ways. You know, Brissett would have to be back in there. I think what's interesting is the Browns are still not out. I mean, you had the Ravens losing yesterday. Obviously, the Bengals won, which is big for them. We'll see the Steelers tonight. They're not favored versus the Colts, but the Browns still aren't technically eliminated. And that's all I think you could have asked for out of Jacoby Brissett is just giving them a shot once they get back to Deshaun Watson. Well, now they've got him, and we'll see what this offense looks like. I don't know that you really need to veer far away from Nick Chubb. I mean, that's what's going to be interesting is if Watson comes back and you try to open things up more because you think that's what Watson brings. Meanwhile, you've got a guy who, in Derrick Henry's words, is the best running back in the league. I think you don't want to get away from what's allowed you to be successful offensively this year as you try to segue in Deshaun Watson and his skill set. So I don't know. It's going to be fun to watch the rest of the season. I think it's going to be interesting to see the signs of the stands in Houston. Man. That game is in Houston, I believe,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's – you know what? I think it's – we talked about what the Eagles are doing. I would assume they would veer down that road. In terms of trying to use their run game and adding Deshaun Watson into that run game, they become a pretty, pretty dangerous team when you add the mobility that Deshaun Watson brings. Yeah. And I think that immediately will probably be a difference that you see in this offense is that, okay, you got to stop Nick Chubb, you got to stop Kareem Hunt. Those two are very formidable to have to stop and out of the backfield.
But Nick Chubb's awesome, by the way.
He's a powerful dude when he runs that ball. And your boy Hunt runs that ball upset too. Like, I mean, it's a very nice 1-2 punch when they're available and they're healthy. So you add that element that Deshaun Watson brings, and now you're able to even up
what and actually create almost a disadvantage to a defensive team by having a quarterback that is as mobile as he is but can throw the ball the way that he does. That's what I'm going to be interested to see is he going to be mobile when he first gets back, or is he going to really depend on being able to throw the ball? I would suspect he's going to be – they're going to move him a little bit.
By the way, Brady, from a quarterback standpoint, has Tom Brady lost it as far as being able to throw the ball downfield?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a throw he made before half, and I think he threw it through like three Browns defenders over the middle to Godwin. And I was thinking to myself, like, there's probably – he's one of like six quarterbacks who can even make that throw in the NFL right now. And he's 45 years old.
That's crazy.
He's 45 years old, people. And he's still playing at an extremely high level. They have no running attack whatsoever. Tristan Wirfs left that game. He's still, you know, battling through, moving within the pocket to make throws. I am in amazement of just his career and just the level that he's playing at this point. I'm speechless. I'm stuttering because I can't put into words and I can't put together a thought based on how amazing it is. And I know people sound like it's ball washing. Anyway, just go ask someone who's 45 years old what they do elite, like world class at. Just ask someone around you. And they're probably someone who's built up their career to be elite at that level at 45. He's maintained his eliteness for the past over two decades. It's absolutely absurd when you put it in the context of any other career, any other industry, anything else that's out there.
I'm convinced as the season goes on, I'm more convinced he's going to come back next year. I think I don't know where he plays, but I'm convinced he's going to come back next year. I don't think he walks away.
I mean, he's healthy. He seems like he's playing better and better, right?
Yeah.
Unless he finds himself a girlfriend like Olivia Culpo, who, you know.
Well, then he's really coming
back. Great point. Let me just.
I don't know. The injury bug starts to.
Yeah, let me just go ahead and check into that real quick. All right.
I'm sure his come up is going to be serious.
Yeah.
I mean, no pun. McCaffrey and the 49ers are undefeated since he's gotten in there and has been starting. So.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I keep wondering.
Definitely no pun intended.
Yeah, that's. Let me just go ahead and check this.
Tweet calf.
Skunks can shoot up to 15.
Oh, yeah, we got. Oh, boy. Yep, that'll work. All right, it is two pros and a cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, it is an FSRIR. It is a Monday tradition as we report any injuries, issues, ailments from a long holiday weekend. It's yours right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out... F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey.
I hope you say this one is terrible.
I don't even know who this is.
It's terrible.
I hate that song.
Or my man, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Oh, I remember Alabama, the band.
It's terrible.
Yeah. By the way, does Alabama, the football team, have a chance to get into the playoff, Brady?
I mean, depending on what happens this upcoming weekend, maybe. I don't know.
Come on. Let's be fun.
By the way, speaking of football teams and Christmas carols, did you hear the Eagles?
I haven't. I've seen a snippet of it.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Jordan Mailata could be like a superstar.
Really?
His voice is incredible.
I haven't heard it. I've
Have
heard,
you really not heard? Okay, yeah. Here's my goal. I'm going to go find a clip from their Christmas album. They had a bit of a debut. It is unbelievable.
Okay. Well, listen,
I'm telling you right now.
All right. Well, we are going to hear from that. Lee DeLapp is motioning in a rapid pace. So that either means that he's got the Eagles Christmas song
or
he's going to run to the bathroom. Before we get into it, let's let you know that we are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. All right. So let's hear the Eagles Christmas music.
That's Kelsey.
Not bad.
That's Jordan Mailata.
That's fantastic.
Dude, he's incredible.
Like a little tropical, like Hawaiian Dave Matthews band to it.
It's really good, actually.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I heard it, I was like, that can't be real. Bro, Jordan Mailata should go on one of those shows, like America's Got Talent or whatever else is out there.
I mean, that's really good.
And, dude, he's incredible.
And he's from Australia?
Is it that or New Zealand?
Yeah, or it might have been New Zealand, I think. Yeah,
he's
one of the
6 foot eight. Like, I would not think that sound would come out of a. He's like 6 foot eight, like 360 pounds.
Sounds great.
That's a legit Christmas song.
I mean, that sounds like Luther, you know, the one before he lost all the weight, you know.
What?
What?
Who?
What? What?
Jeez. What? Jeez.
What the hell just happened?
Jeez.
We're trying to have a nice conversation.
It's just like...
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, I don't know. What's wrong with you?
Luther Vandross, 6'8", 350 pounds, and then he lost all of it, and he got shorter and was like, I don't know, like 6'2".
Literally, that was like yesterday. I guess this is my IR story, by the way.
Do we have the imaging? We got to properly IR. Let's see what Sam comes up with.
After your sports weekend, happens. So it's time to get the FSR IR report.
All right, Brady.
So we're listening to Christmas music, which my wife thinks is way too early, but I was like, all right, you know, I'm in the season. Thanksgiving's over.
So does Sam.
We're headed to the airport, and we see an absolutely mangled deer on the side of the road. Which one, where I live, like, you don't see deer if you're going to see roadkill. You really don't see where we live any roadkill. And so my oldest Sloan's like, Daddy, what was that? And I'm like, just breaks out in the middle of, like, kind of just this nice holiday spirit as we had a great family weekend. Into having to explain what roadkill is
and Rudolph.
Why the deer's laying there.
That was Rudolph,
got
baby.
Decapitated.
Oh, really?
Yes. Like, however that thing came across the road, a truck or a semi must have literally just decapitated that thing on impact, and it was laying there headless on the side of the road.
Oh, that's bad.
I mean,
it was bad.
You know, look, I know it's a sad tale and all, but, you know, I blame the deer in that. In that situation, I mean, you got to know your surroundings. I mean, if that deer all of a sudden thinks it's going to go head on with a Volvo, and next thing you know, it's going to survive that thing, I'm sorry. Like, it is what it is.
I blame Rudolph, Dancer, Prancer, and Blitzen, and all of them because
they've been,
you know,
bolding all these guys.
We get close to, you know, Christmas time, and then, you know, these deer start thinking they're reindeer.
Yeah,
and they just start thinking they could do anything, and cars and trucks are going to stop for them.
Tell Santa's fat ass to get a rein on these deer and, like, actually get them in a place to where they're not going to run off into roads and then scare Brady's kids because they go head on with a car.
Daddy, it's the headless deer.
Hey, man, that could have been, like, traumatic, you know? She might always
he's the daddy.
Remember that.
Now, see.
Dang, what was that?
Now, how did you, what was the explanation you gave to, like, sort of describe roadkill?
Like, she was like, there was a lot of questions, right? It's a kid. So she's like, well, why'd the deer try to go across the road? I was like, well.
To get to the other side?
Yeah. It was like as simple as that. So
that's a chopper cue response. Yeah. To get to the other side, baby.
Well, I told you about crossing roads.
Look both ways twice.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.